Marquez, where's the confidence with the offense right now, just with JG kind of starting a little bit slowly the first 2 weeks of the season?
It's a little low right now, but it's been a little low. But over past second week, we watched film. You know, we went back and watched the corrections, and we seen we did a lot of good. But also, we need to do a lot of improving. So the confidence level is going up right now. You know, coaches bringing us up, the leaders, the team, the players. You know, everybody's pushing each other up, saying like, not just pointing fingers, saying it's one person's fault or one side of the ball's fault. So we're all taking ownership with that.
What did that film study kind of show you guys? What does that improvement look like? What particularly kind of stood out that you guys need to kind of improve upon?
That most of all, a lot of MAs and, you know, dumb penalties that shouldn't have happened. So basically, we're our own enemy. You know, we do a lot of stuff that hurt ourselves, and overall, it will hurt the team.
How do you make sure that as a unit, you guys don't get frustrated to where it becomes an issue and negative? You mentioned no finger pointing, that everybody's responsible. How do you guys make sure that happens?
Well, we're all here for one thing. We're trying to win, you know. So no matter who gets the ball, no matter how many times one person gets the ball, as long as we're doing what we can to win or doing what we can to put ourselves in the best situation to win, then I don't think that's a problem.
What if y'all what have y'all said to Jared? I imagine he's probably been a little disappointed in the way he's played this last week. What have y'all kind of said of him to kind of encourage him?
Well, you know, Jared is a self-starter. You know, he does a lot of stuff on his own to get himself going, and we're just here for his support. So whatever we need to do, whether, you know, it's a pat on the butt, you know, tell him to pick his head up no matter what. But, you know, his family, you know, we're his family and his friends, but his immediate family, he has them, he has his friends, and he has us. So we're always there for his support. We don't backlash him or anything. We're just there to help him.
How would you compare the Jared that you've seen the first couple weeks of the season from the Jared you saw in camp and in the spring?
Well, you know, a lot of stuff is going on, you know, not with just him, but with everybody. So whether that's internally with himself, but he knows that we're an outlet for him. So when he comes around us, he can be himself. He doesn't have to put on a face for nobody. We know he knows we have his back, and he better know that we got him.
How surprised are you guys that it's been a struggle? Not just Jared, but just the offense has not found the rhythm the first 2 weeks, given what you guys, you know, did in fall camp. How surprising is it that it's been a slow start for this offense?
Well, I think everybody goes out with the expectations to, you know, play a perfect game, but obviously that never happens. So we go out there and try to, you know, get as close as perfect as we can. So, like I said, we'll go back, watch the film, and we try to do what we can. Take stuff from fall camp and bring it into season now.
I know it's probably, you know, execution will be the answer, but what is it about the red zone that hadn't allowed you guys to punch it in into the end zone?
I think that's just a will and want to. You know, our front line can dominate their front line. Our wideouts can beat their wideouts. Our backs can beat their back. I think I'm going to take our matchup every time, anytime, no matter who we play. And right now, we're just trying to find out who can do it and how can we do it.
But with one, two, you guys have pretty experienced and talented wide receivers. So why do you think that hadn't been in your favor in the red zone?
I mean, that's nothing I can answer. I mean, we have a game plan we go through. So whether we're going down there to block support, go down there to catch, that's what we're going to do.
All right, a couple more.
Can you kind of pine?
As a senior, how much do you take this kind of personally and wanting to make sure this thing doesn't stay going the wrong way? Because, I mean, people get one senior season. I mean, how do you make sure that this one ends better than it started?
Well, everybody wants to – nobody wants to, you know, go out there and plan to lose. And nobody – especially their last year, nobody wants to go out there and expect to lose. So, I mean, we go in with the right mindset of coming out with a win. So, our senior – like, mine is a lot of people's senior season. I know we're going to do what we can so we can turn this season around.
Your fade score was one of the only, I think, red zone touchdowns for you guys so far. How much have you kind of pined Jim and Jared to kind of go back to that when you guys get deep in the red zone?
Well, you know, being a receiver, I've said this many times, we always want the ball, you know, especially in the red zone where we think we have a mismatch. And coach always tells us, you know, as a receiver, we always think we're open. Even if we're not open, we always think it's just a mindset that we have. And it's just, you know, nature. You know, you want the football, you want to make plays. And right now, we're just doing whatever the play call is.